This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Dying.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that could possibly end me. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Aim on the mic, and I did not sign up for this.
Yeah, you did. You no. Signed up a long time ago. But before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
I'm so sorry, folks at home listening.
Also, before we get into this, this is all for fun. PETA, if you listen to this podcast like I know you do. This is all just...
No, this is not fun. This is serious. We're going to go and fight these animals right now after we're done recording.
So, DJ Aim, I told you I'm getting more confident in myself.
Because you're losing weight and getting muscle. Like, no,
exactly. And you might say, why are you lifting all these heavy weights? Why are you, you know, putting yourself through all that pain? And the reason is... I have begun a fight to the top of the animal kingdom. And DJ Aim, today we are here to rank all of the animals we think we could beat in a fight. Now, I must direct your attention to the tiers I have crafted just for this podcast. So I'm going to go from best to worst tiers. So the top tier is I would paint the walls with their blood.
Oh my God. The first one. This is with our hands too.
Yes, bare hands.
No weapons, no nothing.
Nothing. The one below that, they get a few hits in, but ultimately I would win. See, this is nice. You know, we have these niche levels. The next one after that, it would be close, but I would win. The middle tier, 50-50 chance, win or lose. The one under that would be, it would be a close one, but I'd lose. I'd get a few hits in, but I would lose. I'd get torn to fucking shreds, and then bottom tier, I'd be too scared to even fight this animal.
Okay.
Is that reasonable? I think that's a reasonable tier system.
I think so.
So, let's start things off. The very first picture is a lobster, albeit fully cooked. It's nice and red.
Yeah.
I think I can rip this thing to shreds.
Yeah, I need it.
All right, we're going right there. Next animal. This is a complete 180. A zebra.
I did get a few hits in, but I think I will win a zebra.
I was going 50-50. That's a horse.
It's not a horse. It's a zebra.
Bro, it's a horse.
It's a zebra. It's not a horse.
You would get a. It would be a close one, but you'd win, or you'd get a few hits and ultimately win?
It'll be a close one.
All right. I'll give you... Wow. I thought I'd be the one to go off the rails here first, but clearly
it's
you...
It's not a horse.
Bro, that's a horse.
No, you can't tell me anything. It's not a horse.
All right, let's just get this mouse up in the one I can tear to paint its blood on the walls or whatever. A deer.
I don't know about that. That mouse. You've seen Tom and Jerry.
Is it Stuart Little? I think it's Stuart Little, you know? I'll stomp on him, whatever it takes. A buck. This is a deer. A big old, with the antlers and everything.
I'll say the same as that zebra.
Same as the zebra? All right, you know.
You're on top of it, you get his horns, and you just slam it on the ground? Hell yeah.
You just get it in a headlock, you know? Yeah. I believe this one's an iguana.
paint the walls with his blood.
Yeah, that's definitely getting the work. Catch these hands. Let me just look ahead to make sure I'm not... Oh, yeah. This is a squid. I think 50-50 because they're too smart.
Really? You think so?
I think 50-50 here.
Okay.
It's also got a beak, you know? Oh, also, they kind of creep me out. Okay.
Oh, yeah, your brother.
Speaking of, a Kodiak bear, or a brown... That's a Kodiak bear, it looks like. My eyes.
Why won't you deliver it? I'm sorry, I'm also planning to order food as well.
This guy. I'd get torn to shreds.
I'd be scared they can fight it.
Actually, yeah, that's proper. Hippos, same tier?
Yeah.
Because those things are scary. Why'd they give this picture? Because, like, I don't want to fight this thing. It's a sea turtle.
Hey, dude, give me some noggin.
Yeah, see, that's that too. Like, I think a crush. But I'd definitely paint its blood. Yeah, I can give it the work.
The turtles.
Yeah, saving the turtles. Save myself. A tiger.
Joe Exotic was able to tame a tiger, so I think I'm smarter than Joe. If you, it would be close one, but I would lose.
All right. I don't agree with this. I think it would rip me to shreds. I'd get a few hits.
They didn't rip Joe Exotic to shreds.
This guy. That's how I know you're just unhinged, because you're basing your thing off Joe Exotic.
Mm-hmm.
A wolf.
Oh, it would fucking turn me to fucking shreds.
Yeah. I think I can get a good fight out of it, but it's going to ruin me.
Yeah.
Bro.
They will get a few hits in, because they fly.
They flap you with its wings?
Or
you think the claws?
No, I obviously they will get a few hits in, but ultimately I would win.
All right. Something flying doesn't have the advantage.
Yeah.
Komodo dragon, I'd be scared to fight it.
Yeah.
I heard those things can run fast too, so like I'm not kind of like in their saliva, apparently. Lion, same thing.
I'd be scared of fucking...
A bald eagle.
I'd say they'll get a few hits in.
But you'd lose or win? These things are huge.
Yeah. I don't know. Peacemaker teamed an eagle.
Bro, these things are huge.
Hey, Peacemaker teamed an eagle.
I'm not with this.
Peacemaker teamed the eagle, named them Eagly. They'll get a few hits in, but ultimately I will win.
No, I don't agree with this.
What do you mean, you see Peacemaker? He tamed
them. All right, take everything you said with the parrot and like ramp it up to 10, because these things are like killers.
Yeah, but they won't hit an American.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
They're the American symbol. They're like, oh, you're American. I can't fight you. That's a big mistake. Break his neck. Boom.
That's like the oval for the sea bears or whatever in SpongeBob. Yeah. Like, I'm American. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I believe this is a rhinoceros.
I'll be scared to fight it.
Yeah. Those things are too big. Little bird. L. hold this L. I'll... Yeah, that's
really?
It.
Really? You're able to catch it without him hitting you?
I caught one time when I was like sitting down in my house. I caught a fly with my hands, and since then I've been on a.
That's not a bird.
But they're kind of the same deal.
No, oh my god!
I'd just be able to snatch it, you know?
Oh my god!
It's like a grape. I'll squish it. Pandas.
Oh no! I know. I gotta respect the panda code. I can't.
Too scared to fight?
No, I'll get turned to fucking shreds. I respect the panda code.
All right, fair.
Do you know about the panda code?
No, I don't.
Oh.
All right, this one's a little sketchy. Ferret.
Painted fucking walls.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're scrappy.
They're scrappy, but you know who's more scrappy? Me. My nickname used to be Scrappy Dude.
This guy. Too scared to fight this gorilla.
Yeah.
Same thing with orangutan.
Harambe? Is that Harambe?
I respect Harambe too much. Orangutan, same thing. You know, this is something I've never talked about openly, but I seen the most recent Planet of the Apes, and it kind of freaked me out on these animals because, like, bro, if they do get smart enough, we're all screwed.
Hey, I'm getting smart enough. I beat them.
All right, I'm going to assume this thing's a llama. I think a llama would get a few hits in, but I'd win.
Yeah.
I just think it's up there. Mm-hmm. Great white, too scared to fight. Anything in the water? No. Mm-hmm.
Elephant? No.
Too scared to fight. This is really telling on how we feel. A snake.
What I think it's 50-50.
I think it's 50-50, honestly. Because, like, if it's an anaconda or something.
My anaconda? Don't worry. We're talking about anaconda snake or anaconda Nicki Minaj's butt?
We're talking about the snake.
Okay, it's not her butt.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say 50-50.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, I can go in for a punch and then they'll just swallow my arm and then I'm done. Mm-hmm. Starfish. Sorry, Patrick. You're done.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Is this an alligator or a crocodile? Do we have the other picture? No. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go alligator. No. Yeah, alligator. Why am I debating this? Because I know what it can do. I'm just picturing, like, what you said. You get on its back and you kind of, like, strong arm it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get torn to shreds. Torn to shreds.
You know what? After watching Doom Patrol and seeing Robot Man fight a crocodile, I'll get torn to fucking shreds. But I'll still fight it.
I'm going to go horse in that.
See, this is a horse.
So what? So where do you stand on this one then?
Same as a zebra, in the deer.
No.
Oh no! Sorry, horse. No, horse. It would just dropkick me.
So torn to shreds. Cheetah. Yeah. I think that's the same deal. They're small, but they're fast and like can sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Marlin. I'm sorry, Nemo. You about to get the word?
No, you monster.
This is speaking of monster. Look at like the picture they put for this cat, like a regular house cat, cute little cat looking up at you.
I can't put that on top tier. I'm sorry.
I'll do it. Sorry. We're moving on. We're not talking about it. Silent agreement.
Squidward.
These things scare me too because they're smart. I seen one open up like a can or like a. Twist top before. I'll go 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50.
This is a crab.
That's Mr. Krabs.
Paint the walls here?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do this.
You know what? I'll do it for you. Paint the blood. Just drag it up there.
No, because my dog can, like, scrap. My dog can scrap. I know he can probably win.
But not that, though. I know it's so cute. It pains me to say, Kev, just put it there. No arguments. We did the same thing for the cat.
No, but the cat, no.
The cat scratches. They cut deep.
All right, moving on. It was a picture of a dog, by the way. A golden, whatever.
The cutest dog ever. You should receive the picture right now.
Why are we doing this? Oh, my gosh. It was my idea. A peacock. I think those things are dangerous.
Yeah.
It'd be close, but I'd lose. No, 50-50. I could take that. 50-50?
Yeah.
That's a sheep. I think they'd get a few hits in, but yeah. I'd win.
Mm-hmm.
Swan. These things are the devil.
They are the devil. Worse than geeses?
I'm about to say, if we're like commingling this, I'm too scared to fight them. Those things are the devil. You remember college campus, those things were public enemy number one.
They own that campus. They were the real students.
You'd walk around them. Like, you would walk completely the other side of campus.
You made no eye contact with them at all.
Not at all. I'm going too scared to fight.
Yeah. You know, the school says the Viking was a mascot, not the geese was our mascot.
Honestly. An owl.
Who?
I think this is the same thing with the birds.
Who?
They get a few hits in, an owl. Oh, stop. Who? Stop. Stop yourself. All right. This list is getting out of hand. They got a whole whale. A whole humpback whale. If we're talking bare hands, I can't do it. But if you give me some weaponry.
No, it's bare hands. We already said it before going in.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to continue my thing of things in the ocean. Too scared to fight. Because,
yep,
like, a thing that, it, like, just kind of being there. A seal.
Give it a ball. Get it distracted.
I think 50-50.
Yeah.
50-50. Duck can get the work. Don't care. Yeah. Speaking of delivery, you can turn that burger in from its cow. What are we doing with cows?
I got chased by a cow when I was younger, back home, terrifying. I'll get a few hits in, but I would lose.
Few hits. All right, that's fair. They're big. A dolphin.
Why, Kev? Why?
At least it's not a cute picture. They're very smart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be a close one, but I'd win.
Yeah.
Like, if it's more than one dolphin in a pod, not a podcast, but a pod, that's a group of dolphins. They can outnumber me. And then finally, a billy goat. It would be a close one, but I'd win. I think that's...
I agree.
They got their horn, everything. They're scrappy.
Like I said, no one's scrappy than me. Call me Scrappy Duke.
The fact that we actually put the dog and cat on this list, we could have went over them.
No one's talking about it. But I'm not talking about it.
No one knows where we put them. No one. Oh.
Walls in the blood for those who want to know where we put them. Actually, Kevin's the one who put them. He dragged them up there.
Correct. Why they? My question is, whoever made this thing, why'd you pick such cute pictures? I'm going to pick like a dog.
Like the ugliest dog.
Yeah, but even then, it's like too ugly, you gotta love it. You know?
No.
Like me.
I'm too ugly, my parents don't love me.
Fair enough. But what you do love are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast. Get Comfy Lowdown and Get Comfy Game Break every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major streaming platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
Aim on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.